So I just heard something the other day, hadn't heard before. We've heard the story that God created the world in 7 days. Well, I heard that he didn't do it that way. He goofed off for 6 days and then pulled an all-nighter. Ever done that? Put off what you were supposed to be working on and then finally had to get down to it. Sometimes we feel stuck. Sometimes we feel distracted. Sometimes we feel just discouraged with these things that we're trying to do in our lives. And we forget that we're connected to the creative power of the universe. The power that created the universe, that creative energy, that creative thought, that creative blessing is still at work. And it has created us to be co-creators with it. So we're all gifted with this creative power, this creative energy that we're called to call upon to bring forth in our lives in greater ways. And so the lesson today is called Creating in the Spirit. And here's the first thing that I'd like for us to say together. The creative spirit of God is always at work through me and all things. Let's say that together. The creative spirit of God is always at work through me and all things. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Good. Because it's true. And as we might as well believe it so that we can participate with it, make it work. In American Sign Language, the sign for create is to take that which is within us and to bring it forth. So I demonstrate that. Last week I talked, when we were talking about healing, talked about involution and evolution. If we want to have an expression of the blessings of God in our lives, we first have to have an inworking of that in our lives, to bring it into our consciousness, to bring it into our being so that it can work through our being and work out into our lives. And so this is a pattern that still applies all the time for this creative energy, for us to bring it into our awareness so that we can let it express, let it grow, let it expand its gifts. And every moment, every circumstance is an opportunity for that, whether it looks like it at that first or not. I remember years ago when I was studying to be a minister at Unity Village, I was working part-time at a hardware store called Handy Dan. And the manager was told by the corporate office that he needed to pick up the business a little bit. And their suggestion was that he make phone calls, go to the phone book and just call people and offer them a $25 gift certificate if they came into the store, figuring that they'd probably buy more than $25. You know, if they owned a house, you know, or needed paint or electric or whatever. So that's what he did, and he didn't like doing that. So he gave the job to his assistant managers. They didn't like doing it either. So they said, let's get Blair to do it. So I got to sit down in the manager's office at his desk with his phone, and I'd, you know, open up the phone book and just start making calls. And the script that they had for this was awful. That people I usually get hung up on by the time I got to the second sentence. You've all had, you know, people call you at home when you didn't want those calls. And so I rewrote the script. I'd say, I'm from Handy Dan, how would you like $25? It's like, well, tell me more. And so, you know, once I rewrote the script, it was a lot easier. It was a lot easier to offer. And so I'd write their names down, so there'll be a gift certificate waiting for you when you come in. And I was doing that, and I think it was the third or fourth night that I was doing it. And of course, I'm sitting down instead of on my feet down on the floor, you know, with the where they're selling stuff. I thought, well, I need to add something else. And so I made it a memory exercise. I'd look at the phone number, and I'd get 7 digits, and then I'd dial the 7 digits without looking back. So I made it a memory exercise as well. So anything that we're given, even if it's something that somebody else doesn't want to do, if we are willing to let that creative spirit work in us, we can find the blessing. We can find the gift in it. Because there's a creative process that we're a part of, that wants to use us to extend creation in greater and greater ways. So another way to do it is to think of this phrase, stir it up, stir it up, stir up this gift of God. I love that Bible verse in the first letter to Timothy where Paul writes, stir up the gift of God in you. And Wednesday morning as I was doing my meditation, I was thinking about that phrase, and the image that came to me, I just imagined that this presence of God, this energy of God, the substance of God, which is all around, infinitely presence, is waiting for us to stir it up, to stir it up, to bring it into expression, to bring that life of God into expression in and as our body, as the cells and the bones and the organs of our body, to stir up that gift of life, to stir up the gift of love so that it can be shared in our relationships, to stir up all these different aspects of God. It's waiting, it's ready, but we've got to participate. We've got to bring that energy into expression. We're the ones called to stir it up, to bring it into that creative force in our life. And there's so many ways to do it. And when we do it, it makes life better and brighter and more joyous because we're bringing those gifts of spirit into expression in our lives. And again, there's many ways to do it. Somebody came up with this way. I call it super doxin. So creative expression. So my acronym for today is LOVE, L-O-V-E. About how to be in this creative process. And it begins with linking ourselves, being conscious of the link that we have with that mind of God, with that presence of God. It's available to us. You know, God didn't just create the universe and then back away and say, all right, you're on your own. That living presence of God is alive through all of creation. And when we link ourselves consciously with it, then we're able to draw on it in a greater way. And I love to think of it this way. Catherine Ponder says that the love of God is the source of our supply. And to find ourselves linked to God in love, linked to that presence as a part of its love, and to feel it working in and through us. What a blessing, what a gift that is. And as we engage our mind in that living presence, in that mind of God, in that love of God, we find ourselves being so sure of it, so confident of it, that we can't help but let it live out in our lives. The scripture that we have today from the words of Jesus, there's this whole section of the Gospel of John, Jesus is talking about that he needs to go away. He's talking to his disciples. He says, I need to go away so that the Holy Spirit can come. Because they relied on him to demonstrate the presence and power of God. And he wanted them to demonstrate the presence and power of God. So he says, I'm going to go away so that the Holy Spirit can come. And here's what this verse, this is John 14:26. But the helper... See, he's trying to help them understand what this presence is. He could just call it the Holy Spirit, but he gives another way of describing it. The helper, in some translations says the comforter, but I like this one. The helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send to represent me, to represent me, to bring it again, will teach you everything himself and will cause you to remember everything that I have told you. So what Jesus says, here's this presence, this aspect of God, this helper, this part of the divine presence that's going to be here for you to know it and feel it and to know that it'll work in your mind, it'll work in your body, it'll work as your blessing. And so when we recognize that this is what we're linked to, this living presence of God, Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, whatever name we give it, it's here to be a part of our experience, for us to draw it into expression in ourselves and to know that we're linked to it. And again, sometimes when we hear that word Holy Spirit, if we've come from an older part of the Christian tradition, we sometimes get caught up in the Trinity and thinking about, you know, the traditional form is, you know, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And again, that what usually happens, we get that images of, you know, the Father's up in heaven and Jesus was the Son and the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost will come, you know, if we ask for it, something like that. And so it's important for us to expand our vision of what these terms mean. When Jesus used the word Abba, that's translated in English as Father, it can be translated as Father or in a more familiar form of Daddy. But it also means beloved. And so it's this energy of experience, this presence of God as love, not as this father up in heaven who's looking down and judging us, but as this presence of love that wants to activate it through us. And the Son is more than just Jesus. Remember when Jesus taught the prayer that we call the Lord's Prayer, he didn't start it by saying, my Father who art in heaven. He taught his disciples to pray, our Father. We are all sons and daughters of God. We are all offspring of this creative presence and power. And so these things aren't reserved just for Jesus, but Jesus said, the things that I do, you can do too, and greater things. And so how are we going to do those greater things except by being linked to that presence and power? And the Holy Spirit is not just something that comes and is available to a few. It's available to everybody in every moment as we link ourselves to it and let it come in and through us in our lives. And so again, as we make that involution, we bring it into our awareness so there can be an evolution of it out into our lives, into our experience. Now, again, there's other ways of languaging, and sometimes in Unity we say that the Father represents the mind of God, that the Son represents the ideas, those divine ideas within that mind, and the Holy Spirit represents the expression of those ideas. So it's another way, again, of trying to put into language, to build into our consciousness an understanding of not, oh, it's just the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but how do we participate in that? We're connected to that mind. We have those ideas, we're meant to bring them into expression in our lives. In American Sign Language, the sign for express is, you know, it's here, but we're meant to bring it forth. We're meant to call it into action in our lives. Another way to language it is this, that there's this substance of God that's everywhere available, that we've been given intelligence to work with this energy of God, and this life energy that lives through us, that lives in all things, to bring forth that expression in our lives. So again, that's one way of understanding it, what this creative process is about, what we're linked to. From the Eastern tradition, they have the yin-yang. And again, it's, you know, we, for some of us it seems unfamiliar, some of us have studied it, and so we know a little bit about it. But again, it's recognizing that it's not one thing or the other, but they're really complementary, they really work together as one thing. And if you look at the symbol, in the middle of the yin is the yang. In the middle of the yang is the yin, because they keep folding back onto each other. So that it's one creative process that's unfolding. And there's a wonderful phrase in the Tao Te Ching where it talks about creation and the creation process. And it says, the one begets the two. The two beget the three. And the three beget the 10,000 things. You know, 10,000 was a big number back when Lao Tzu was writing, back, you know, in what we call BC. And so, but again, what is that about? There's out of the oneness comes this creative process that keeps unfolding until all the blessings, all the things of life are there. And so it's another way of putting into language of what that is. Let's put into language this way with this affirmation. The Spirit breathes new life through me. Let's say that together. The Spirit breathes new life through me. And again, the Spirit breathes new life through me. So this is what we're called to participate in, to know that we're linked to this energy of God, this breath of God, working in and through us in so many powerful ways. When we breathe, we participate in life. And so the breath is that symbol of participating in this connection with God. So linking ourselves with God, the O in love stands for obtain. So once we know there's this link to obtain, to bring into our consciousness these things, this English word that we have has a couple of definitions I want to look at, to get possession and to be established. So to obtain, to get possession of these spiritual gifts and to be established in them, to be established in this life of God, to be established in this love of God, to be established in this peace of God, and to know that if we're linked with it, then it's ours. We're one with it. It's working in us. And again, we're stirring up these gifts in us so that they can express as us in life. So we need to lay hold of them. Another way to phrase it is this. If you've got a computer, you know, you can download things from the internet and then they're on your computer. Well, imagine that same way we're downloading these gifts of God. We're downloading these divine ideas into our consciousness so they can be present for us so that we can obtain them and then they're ours to express. And again, we can think of it as downloading or stirring up. Again, just different metaphors trying to express the same thing. But the key is, again, is to know that every moment, the creative process presents to us opportunities to participate in it. There is a story, 1941, a Swiss engineer, George de Mestral, had come home from a walk with his dogs. And he had these burrs, these plant burrs that were on his clothes and on the fur of his dog. And rather than just thinking that they were a bother, as many of us would, he goes, oh, I've got these things on my clothes and got to pull them off the dog. He said, I wonder how they stick. And so he got a microscope and saw that they had little hooks on them. And he said, isn't that interesting? I wonder what we could do with that. He thought, well, if you had this one piece of cloth that had little hooks and another piece of cloth that had loops, they could hook together. And he came up with the idea for Velcro on something that would be a bother to most people. It took him 10 years to develop the idea because he first tried to do it. He went to a fabric manufacturer and they tried to do it with cotton to make little hooks and loops with cotton. And it wore out pretty quick. But just about that time, nylon was invented. And he began to work with how to make the hooks and the loops. And he went through all kinds of different processes. And finally, once it was completed, he then applied for his patent, which took another 4 years. But since then, he and his family have made a lot of money with Velcro. On this idea, just this simple, we've all had that experience of stuff sticking to us, haven't we? But he said, why? This has come to my attention. I wonder what I can do with that. And so every moment is that opportunity to do something like that, to be aware that there's possibilities that can unfold and for us to lay hold of them, let them express. I just read this morning that there's this group in England that is doing cancer research and on the genes, and there's this whole study where it can't be done, the evaluation can't be done by machines. It has to be somebody who has to look at it and make a choice about what category it goes into. And so they've developed a game that has people do this, and they've done a test on this, and they had, you know, people, citizen scientists, they call them, who were playing the game and in the process of the game are doing the sorting of the gene categories. And what happened is that in 3 months, these folks did as much work as it would have taken the scientists 18 months to do by playing a game. Interesting. And so here's an opportunity. Somebody comes up with a creative way of dealing with it. That's what we can do. We have this creative spirit in us. Let's own it. Let's know that's who and what we are. Let's know that it wants us to be its instruments, that it wants to express itself through us all the time. Again, the spirit is breathing its life in us so that life can express in greater and greater ways. So let's look at the next one. To link with, oh, there's George de Mestral, and there's the little symbol of his hooks and loops there. So link ourselves consciously with that presence, obtain those gifts of spirit. Let's be vehement about this connection and this opportunity that we have in every moment to do it. Our English word vehement means eager. It also means to be passionate. There's other meanings, but these are the ones that I thought were just so clear about this process. So that when we get an idea, we can be excited about it. We can put energy into it. We can know that if it's going to be a blessing, I'm the one who's going to lay hold of it so that blessing can expand. So we recognize for ourselves that if God has given us this experience, if God has given us this idea, then it's ours to put into practice. It's ours to express. And to have that sense of joy, that sense of excitement, again, stirring up this gift and saying, ah, here it is. Isn't it wonderful? And again, sometimes we feel stuck. Sometimes we feel like, you know, it hasn't worked out. In our prosperity class a couple weeks ago, somebody shared a story that I thought was interesting. It comes from a book. Anne Lamont writes, 30 years ago, my older brother, who was 10 years old at the time, was trying to get a report written about birds that he had been given 3 months to write. It was due the next day. We were out at our family cabin, and he was sitting at the kitchen table, close to tears, surrounded by binder paper and pencils and unopened books on birds, immobilized by the hugeness of the task ahead. Then my father sat down beside him, put his arm around him, and said, bird by bird, buddy, bird by bird. And think about that. How many times we look at a project, we look at a task, and go, oh, man, it's going to be so hard. It's going to take so long. But one step at a time. That's all we can do anyways. So take it at one step at a time. But recognize that as you do, you can have that sense of excitement, that sense of joy, that sense of energy unfolding through it. That emotion of zeal, that spiritual power wants to express itself. And if we know that we're linked to that infinite creative power, and we know that we've obtained the gifts, we ought to be excited about it and let it come through in our lives with this power and energy so that we can express it and bring it into the visible, tangible, material world. Because that's what God does. I love one of the lines that we're looking at in Charles Fillmore's book, Prosperity. Charles Fillmore says that God is not only a creative process, but he brings it into expression. It's not just the ideas, but it's the manifestation of it in life as well. And we're called to do that. I remember when I was in college, I worked for the audiovisual department. And sometimes I would run the slideshow for some of the art classes that were there. And I remember they talked about conceptual art. And the idea was you just had to have the idea of the art. You didn't have to do it. But think about a conceptual song. It's like, it doesn't do anybody any good if you just think about a song. It's like, you got to sing it, you know, you got to bring it. And to me, it's the same way with life. It's like, you can have an idea, it could be a wonderful idea. But what about expressing it? What about having it be something that can be something that others participate in as well? And so it's great to have this idea, oh, I'm connected to the mind of God. Isn't that nice? I've got the gifts of God in me. Isn't that nice? People say, oh, we have so much spiritual potential. I go, what are you going to do with it? Bring it forth. Do those things that God has given you to do. And make it work. I remember Cheryl was talking about, you were at a workshop and they had an exercise, you know, one of the getting to know you exercises. And it was, tell us something about you that we don't know. And so she was wearing some of the jewelry that she made. So she said, well, you don't know that I make jewelry, and here it is. Afterwards, two ladies got so excited, they wanted to buy some of her jewelry. You know, so what if she had just thought, well, I won't mention that. You know, but she expressed it. And because she expressed it, and because it's part of her creative process that she wants to express, because she expressed it, then she got an opportunity to express it some more. And so don't hold back thinking, oh, well, you know, I don't know. You know, if have that energy and say, I'm going to bring it forth. I'm going to do what it takes. Again, it took that, you know, that guy for Velcro, it took 10 years just to figure out how to make it manufactured. So don't give up. Don't give up just because it takes longer, because let me tell you, it's going to take longer than you think it should. That's just the way it is. But know that you've got that idea because it came to you from that creative process that's not going to give up. You know, it's been working for thousands and thousands of years. It's working for millennia. That creative process isn't going to stop. It's going to continue to unfold. And so we might as well participate. And we might as well be a part of bringing it forth in our life. So again, remember the sign for express. It's got to come out. It's got to come out. That's what makes it real. And so I invite you to think about, what is it that you are going to stir up from the Spirit in your life? What is it that you want? And so I've got this phrase with a space at the end for you to fill it in with a word or phrase, or you know what it is that you feel Spirit's at work in you. So the Spirit breathes new life through me as, and you get to fill in that space. So who's gonna start? What are you gonna fill in that space with? Yes?
As a Sufi dancer.
Okay. 1 o'clock. We'll be doing it then. What else? The Spirit breathes new life through me as?
A clown.
What?
A clown.
A clown. Okay. She likes to clown around. What else?
A triathlete.
A triathlete. All right. So say it. Say, the Spirit breathes new life through me as?
The Spirit breathes new life through me as a triathlete.
All right. Yes.
New life through me as a published poet.
All right. All right. Sam.
As a messenger.
Say the whole thing.
The Spirit breathes new life through me as a messenger.
All right. A messenger of?
The Holy Spirit.
All right. See, he dared to say it. See, it's easy to say a messenger, but a messenger of the Holy Spirit. So, well, then you got to step into it, right? What else? Yes. All right, very good. What else? We want to be your witnesses here. What's that? Yes?
The Spirit breathes new life for me as a screenwriter and an entrepreneur.
Okay, you said as a screen lighter. So say it like you mean it, like you believe in it. Okay, so I'm going to give you a chance. Say it again, whole thing. All right. See, it's so easy to say, oh, as a screenwriter. as a screenwriter. It's like, if that's what Spirit's doing, that's what Spirit's doing, right?
Okay, the Spirit breathes new life through me as a wedding ceremony presenter.
All right. Very good.
For my granddaughter.
For your granddaughter. When's that coming up?
The 29th of this month, I believe.
Okay, that's pretty soon.
Pretty soon.
Okay. So what else? Yes?
The Spirit breathes new life for me as a positive outlooker.
Okay. So say it again.
The Spirit breathes new life through me as a positive outlooker.
Okay.
From here on out.
From here on out. Okay. Very good. New beginnings. And again, you can change the words. It doesn't need to be just the way it is there, but it's about knowing that you're linked to this creative power. Why not lay hold of it? Why not let it be something that works in you, that stirs up something so that you can express it? Jackie?
The Spirit breathes new life through me as a grandmother.
Yeah.
The Spirit breathes new life through me as a collage artist.
Okay, very good. So do you get it? You get it? I mean, here we are. We're a part of this creative process, whether you want to be or not. It's at work through you. I mean, if you cut yourself off from it, well, then you're going to die. But the physical part's going to die anyways. But that spirit is about being connected and alive and vibrant and energized. And when we know that it's love and it wants that love to unfold through us, and we own that, we step into that, we stir up that gift, we say, yeah, I'm a part of it. It's a part of me. And then we live as if it's important. We live as if it's real. We live as if it makes a difference. Then it's got to express. It can't hold back. And it'll continue to unfold. It'll continue to bless in our lives. And so creating in that spirit, in that presence, in that activity, in that blessing, in that life, in that flow, that's the gift that's ours in every moment. So stir it up. Stir it up and know that as you do, its blessings will continue to grow and continue to unfold in wonderful and powerful ways. Let us pray. Thank you, God. Thank you for the livingness of your life in us. Thank you for the vibrancy of your energy of creativity. Thank you for all the ways it expresses and all the opportunities that you present to us in every moment to connect and understand and grow and bring forth the blessings of your light and love and all that you are. We give thanks again and again to know that we are one with you and that you are breathing new energy into us so that we stir up these gifts and let them express. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen.